Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for coming back and joining us on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I am Ben George alongside Bree Reyes. Bree, it is right around the new year when this podcast is coming out. So we had a lot of holiday events going on, and you sent me a little note on holiday party and you mentioned crime scene. I have to get a little backstory on this. What are we talking about here?
Hey, Ben. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We're doing something fun and different today. We're also videoing the podcast for our YouTube channel. So this is all senses. Everybody be gentle and be kind. This is the first time I'm doing it this way. Yes, I had the pleasure of attending the Tarrant County Family Law Bar Association. That's a mouthful. Christmas party. And in Fort Worth, several decades ago now, there was an infamous murder in the mansion in Fort Worth, as most people call it, Stonegate Manor. And so this Christmas party took place in Stonegate Manor.
Huh.
And it's kind of like, I call it Fort Worth's version of O.J. Simpson. There was a gentleman that was, there were two eyewitnesses that named the accused. He stood trial and was acquitted. And so it's this unknown, unanswered mystery in Fort Worth. So you can imagine having a Christmas party with a bunch of family law attorneys.
Yeah.
In the middle of what is still I guess it's not an active crime scene anymore, but could still be arguably called a crime scene, a murder scene. So it was fascinating.
That it doesn't seem like it's got the Christmas spirit to it, but that's very unique for sure.
Well, the holiday spirit, yes. No, it was not. I don't know. People get married there. It's now become this venue for parties and whatnot. But all I can think about is the two poor, unfortunate souls that passed there.
Yeah. What was the name of Stonegate Manor? Is that what it's called?
Stonegate Mansion.
I'm going to have to look this place up.
Oh, there've been movies about it, books written about it. I mean, it is an infamous crime that happened here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We will check it out. But you're always up to something, Bree. So it's always great to check in with you and see what's happening in your world as well. But today we've got a lot of a fun topic to talk about. And again, around the holidays, one of the best Christmas movies of all time. And I know, Bree, you love Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. Is that up there on your list? Where does that stand on your list for Christmas movies?
Let's see. Where does It's a Wonderful Life stand on my list of Christmas movies? It's up there, but it's well behind White Christmas and Elf.
Okay.
And the Charlie Brown Christmas Story. I just have a few holiday movies that really, really touch my heart. And this is one of the top five, but it's probably toward the lower end of the top five.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because our topic today is we're going to go have a little fun with this name. We're going to call it It's a Wonderful Life Expectancy. So kind of a little background on this. You know, it's great that people are living longer and longer, and it's happening more and more. Retirement's lasting longer and longer, and that's a great thing. But how can you be sure that your retirement plan is built to last that longevity that we are now enjoying? So let's discuss the financial impact of a longer life expectancy. We're also going to get into a little getting to know a little bit later on, as well as a mailbag. So still a lot to come. But let's dive into this first topic. And if you're just joining us, remember Bree, she is an investor coach and certified financial planner over at Estes Financial Services. They do serve the Metroplex with their office there in Fort Worth. You can find them online as well at estesfinancial.net. They're also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. A lot of resources on their website. So make sure you take some time and check that out as well. So Bree, let's jump into this topic. It's a wonderful life expectancy. So let's go. First question I have for you is we're trying to figure out how to deal with a longer retirement and being prepared. From a financial standpoint, what are the downsides though to a longer life expectancy?
This is a fabulous question. The downsides to a longer life expectancy. What is coming with a longer life expectancy is people aren't planning to live into their, my grandfather passed at 93. people aren't planning or didn't plan, at least he didn't really, to live into the mid-90s. And that's the miracles of modern medicine have made it so that we are living longer, maybe not healthier, maybe not quite with the life that we would like to as far as abilities, but we are living that way and we have to plan for it. And that's what I see as a certified financial planner and financial coach. That's one of the biggest holes I see in most people's financial plan when they walk in here is life expectancy. Because either they're not planning to live that long, so they haven't taken it into account, or they're not thinking about the costs that come with living longer. For medicine, healthcare costs, lots of different things add up into that component. And so what I see is most people have planned to outlive their money, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. So what are some keys though to keeping from outliving your money? Because as we get older and older, I mean, even if you live into your 90s, which is pretty common. I mean, I've had grandparents who lived into their 90s. I hope my parents live into their 90s as they get a little bit older. But how do you keep from outliving your money when you're living that long?
Well, you start with a good plan before retirement is the number one way to keep from outliving your money. Going into retirement and then trying to plan is not a great way to work the system. My grandfather, Tim Estes's dad, many of our clients know him. He always came to the holiday parties and was kind of a big part of our company here that we miss him dearly. Grandpa took his Social Security as soon as he could. And I've run the numbers, I've looked at the study, and with him living to 93, the amount of money that he gave up by taking his Social Security early is staggering. But he had to. And the reason he had to is, well, the reason that Dad got into this business and became his calling and the reason it became my calling as well was Grandpa and Grandma were taken advantage of by an unscrupulous financial advisor who put them in investments that they weren't suited to have. They couldn't handle the risks, the volatility, and the time horizon. And it destroyed and decimated their retirement. And so by not planning with a risk tolerance in mind, by not planning with a time horizon in mind, and by trusting someone that they shouldn't have trusted, he had to take his Social Security early. And he gave up, in doing that, gave up probably $100,000.
Wow. That's significant.
It's very, very significant. And he was part of that greatest generation. So, and stubborn as a mule. I could tell you stories. So he was too proud to take help from mom and dad. And just watching that, I mean, it's one of those things that I remember being in college and going to visit him and spoiling him by taking him to the grocery store to get him food stuff versus him spoiling his college age granddaughter. And so outliving your money is something everybody should be afraid of, or be concerned about, not necessarily afraid of, but concerned about. And if your financial advisor isn't talking to you about family longevity and your personal risk tolerance, all of our clients, we now go through and talk about risk significantly because we've all been through 2008. Some of us have been through other market conditions as well. And so it's something we've got to be concerned about.
Well, the other part of that too is, you know, when you're talking about living longer, not only are you, you know, trying not to outlive your money, but you're also trying to keep up with inflation. And the longer you live, the more inflation you have to deal with. So, you know, when you're working with a client, Bree, that you have sitting in your office and they're talking about the lifestyle they want to live in retirement, and hopefully they've identified, you know, what they want their retirement to look like. How do you maintain that lifestyle and keep that lifestyle up while you're also over maybe 20 or 30 years trying to, outpace inflation?
And that's a really good question. The two biggest fears that we have when it comes to retirees are taxes and inflation. And there's really, as a retiree or as an individual, there's not a heck of a lot you can do about inflation. If it's a critical need, if it's milk that you need or a loaf of bread that you need, you're going to pay. You may go down in quality. You may not buy the Mrs. Baird's. You may buy the store brand or whatever. But you're still going to make that purchase. And there's not much you can do about it. And the simple number that we use, and this is kind of, we do this on a whiteboard in our office, so it makes a lot more sense then, but just using 3% as a simple inflation number over 20 years almost doubles the amount of money that you need. And that's frightening and that's staggering. And right now we've had a historically low, what some may argue falsely low, inflation rates. And so people have kind of forgotten about inflation. They've forgotten about getting mortgages at 17%. I mean, people are complaining when it goes to 4 or 4.5 right now.
Yeah.
So we've kind of forgotten about what inflation is like. And let me tell you, we've talked about the debt calendar or the debt clock on this podcast before. Yep. I've shown it to you. It's scary. With that amount of debt, there's only two ways to fight it. Inflate and tax. And we're in some of the lowest tax brackets we've been in decades. And the problem is, even with these low tax brackets, they're set to sunset not that long from now, 5 years from now. So we've got to be prepared for those two things. So when I look at inflation, I use the historical average of inflation when I run financial plans, which is almost 4%. And I look at different scenarios of what happens if inflation comes rearing back. And let's take a look at what that does to your life expectancy. And so that's something we do here at Estes that I don't think a lot of other financial planners really think about. We really, really focus on inflation and taxation.
Well, you mentioned that 4% is kind of on the higher end of the average for inflation. I don't really have a sense of what a high inflation rate would be. What are some, maybe historically, you know, what's a high inflation rate that's happened before that you wouldn't be surprised if we saw again? Is there one?
My biggest fear is Jimmy Carter standing up with a whip inflation now button. I mean, Dad tells the story, and I love this, buying a home in, I think, 1980 at his first duty station, and mortgage interest rates were like 17%. And because of his good credit history and military loan probably, Dad got a 12% mortgage and thought he was a rock star. That scares me. Because mine's at 3.5%.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I haven't witnessed that during my lifetime, but I fully expect to see it eventually.
Yeah, I guess a lot of your clients too now have kind of seen that, so they're more prepared. I guess, you know, as we move forward, you know, 10 years from now, maybe there are a lot of clients that aren't going to be too aware of how bad things or how high things could be because they have never really dealt with it in their lifetime, and it's going to be a real shock when they get to that point. So being prepared for inflation and taxes is such a big deal, and I'm glad that's important to you and why we stress it so much on this podcast. The other thing, though, that really when you talk about inflation being bad, one thing that's even outpacing inflation right now is the cost of healthcare. I mean, that it continues to go up at a very quick rate. So when you're dealing with this, how do you address those costs and these expenses that you know somebody's going to have to deal with, even though we don't think maybe it's not going to affect us for 10 or 15 years? Oh, it's down the road a little ways. But how do you prepare your clients for that?
When addressing the costs, I think addressing the cost of healthcare in financial planning is paramount nowadays. We're living longer. I mean, that's the whole purpose of this topic, right? It's a wonderful life expectancy. So we're living longer, maybe not necessarily as healthy as we'd like to be. The miracles of modern medicine are keeping us alive, but we're seeing higher and higher incidence of cancers, new diseases, and dementia, especially the Alzheimer's persuasion. And so my biggest fear is we're going to have, and Dad calls it zombie apocalypse, but I call it the Walking Dead situation, where we have quite a few people whose maybe families aren't local that have dementia, their body, or of Alzheimer's of the dementia persuasion, their body might be perfectly fine. They may be healthy, super healthy, but they don't have the facilities to live on their own. They're escaping. Heck, this happened in my own family. My grandfather-in-law, so my husband's grandfather, Chewy got the keys to the car, and we spent one night in a panic for about 12 hours while he drove around the Metroplex. And if you haven't been to Fort Worth, Texas, DFW area, it's huge. And he ended up about an hour away from his home when the police finally pulled him over. And it was the most terrifying thing in my experience of my life, because we didn't know, not only was he going to be okay, but my biggest fear was, what if he accidentally hurt someone? Mm-hmm. And more people, you don't want to think about that. No one wants to think about maybe life after they can't make their own decisions. It's scary, I get it. But we talk to all of our clients about long-term care, about what their plans are. We just redid our will, Joaquin and I did back in September. It was my birthday present. Yay, happy birthday to me. You know you're a finance nerd when for your birthday present you gift yourself
a will.
No
question.
But one of the parts of my will is a directive of guardianship, which tells the court who I want to make decisions in case of my mental incapacity.
That's scary.
And I think that's something more and more people need to focus on.
Yeah.
And then you need to know the costs of drugs in your financial plan. You've got to factor that in. Even if you have Medicare and a great Part B supplement, you've got to take a look at those costs.
Well, I can tell this is a very important subject to you, Bree. It sounds like you're pretty passionate about this and helping people in retirement be able to enjoy the retirement, not have to rely on other people and outside sources, or just cut down on what they want to do because they're running out of money or they took Social Security too early. It sounds like this really means a lot to you.
It does. It does. It's a calling for me. I don't like to use that word, but it is something that is very, very important to us, both Tim Estes and myself, because of what we've experienced with my family, specifically what happened to my grandparents. It affected Dad and I so very, very deeply. And so this has given us our passion in financial planning and our desire to protect people from the unscrupulous financial advisors and the bullies of Wall Street and the unknowns to the best of our abilities.
Well, listen, nobody, this is a great thing that we're living longer. It's positive. We can enjoy life for a longer period of time, but you have to consider these things in order to be able to fully enjoy your retirement and not have those worries and the concerns. And each one of these things need to be addressed. And that's why I suggest you reach out to Estes Financial Services. Talk to Bree. Let her sit down with you and figure out your plan and see where you are and see what you need to accomplish to be able to live into your 90s and want to live into your 90s, right? You want to enjoy that time and not have to be sweating it too much. But there's another thing that you guys offer besides this advice and this help with building a plan. And that's for our podcast listeners, Bree, the Shock and Awe Kit.
The Shock and Awe Kit. Yes, this is for our podcast listeners and those of you who are watching this on YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll put a link in the description. I actually have a sample one here in the office in front of me. But in it, it is as part of kind of what we talked about, my two biggest fears, inflation, which we just talked about, but my second biggest fear is taxation. And so this is what I call our ticking tax time bomb toolkit. Say that 5 times fast. What you get in it is you get our book, the Financial Flight Plan book, 7 Lessons to Save Your Retirement. You get 2 special reports, a taxation special report, and one entitled These 5 Risks Could Destroy Your Retirement. A nice letter from us talking about different things. And then you get a CD, which is more of me talking, Tax Free Retirement, which got a cute little airplane on the front of it. And then that book, The Financial Flight Plan, Protecting Your Retirement from Taxation, and an investor awareness guide, which talks about, is your portfolio broken, identifying the greatest dangers before they destroy your wealth, and the 20 must answer questions for your journey toward peace of mind, financial peace of mind, doesn't everybody want that?
Yep.
So it's a really great toolkit. It retails for the value of is $97, but we send it to listeners of the podcast and now viewers of our YouTube channel for free. Dad's favorite word, F-R-E-E, free, or complimentary. Just reach out to us in the description below, and we'll get you your copy of this. Because to me, that's the other thing that is so terrifying into retirement, but it's taxation and inflation.
And we've had people that have reached out to you and gotten that kit and have been very complimentary. So I recommend you take advantage of that. It's a great resource. You know, there's no obligation to it. You can use all that information and help yourself be prepared. That's the bottom line, is trying to put you in a better situation financially. That's Bree's goal, Tim's goal over at Estes Financial. So if you don't have that link below, you can also call, if you're listening on the podcast, 817-444-8402. Just tell them you heard it on the podcast. Bree will know exactly what you're talking about, and she'll get it in the mail to you. So thank you for that, Bree.
It's getting to know you time.
Now it's time to get to know Bree Reyes. We do it every show. We ask a question. We try to find out life outside of finance, which she's passionate about. There's a whole lot else going on, as you could tell by the crime scene party she was attending recently. This getting to know you question, Bree. Very simple, to the point. What do you wish you knew more about?
What do I wish I knew more about? I am a, not a lot of people know this, but I am a history buff. One of my interests in college, or one of my focuses, was military history. So I wish I knew more about my genealogy and my family and my history personally. It's one of those situations where I come from a long German-Irish stock line, I think, that they just don't like to talk about it. And so there's a lot of missing pieces and a lot that I don't know. And I would really, really love to know more about my heritage. And I'm terrified of doing, well, actually, I've been told not to do one of those 23andMe's by an attorney cousin of mine.
Why? What was the reason?
She won't let me do it. She thinks it's a terrible idea. I don't know if she thinks I'm eventually going to commit a crime, or she's just afraid that, like, my DNA will get out there somewhat or whatever. But she, I called her one night and said, I'm thinking about doing this. And she said, absolutely not. So I've never done it. My parents have, but I haven't. And so I just would kind of be interested. My mom has. I'd be kind of interested in seeing those results.
I guess you could do that the old-fashioned way, right? And go back and research family members and go through the database and the library and stuff, right? I guess that's possible.
I think that might be the more fun way to do it, especially since I've learned that those tests aren't actually all that accurate anyway.
Yeah.
But that means a long extended trip to Europe. So maybe I should put that on my bucket list to learn more about.
It's funny. My grandmother did that recently. She's right around 90 years old, and she did it recently, and she's Swedish. You wouldn't tell if you saw me, you wouldn't tell at all I had Swedish in me, but her family's almost all Swedish, and she got it back, and there was a portion of her makeup was like Norwegian or something, and she was like so offended that it was another Scandinavian country and not all Swedish that she like denied that that test was ever accurate. So just so you know.
You should tell her the tests really aren't all that accurate. Yeah. I've done a significant amount of reading.
She's definitely a believer of that now. And it was great. Well, cool. Well, thank you for that. Maybe if you'd ever find the results, share them with us. We'd love to hear them. I know Nate would love to know his background eventually too, as he gets older. That's pretty cool. All right. It's time now for open up the mailbag for a question from a listener. All right. So we open up the mailbag. If you have a question, you can send it in to Bree. You can reach out online, estesfinancial.net. Facebook's an option. Twitter's an option. LinkedIn, they are all active on all those platforms. And YouTube, you can leave a comment below this video if you'd like to do that as well. Or you can call the office, 817-444-8402, and they will bring the questions onto the show. We had one that was sent in to us, and it's anonymous.
This is our first anonymous question of the mailbag section.
Well, let's see what they're trying to hide. This comes from Confused in Fort Worth. So they write in, I'm a little overwhelmed by how many accounts we have. We've moved around to a lot of different jobs. I think between my wife and I, we have 6 401ks, 3 IRAs, 2 Roth IRAs, 2 small pensions, a 403b, and then some individual stocks and whatnot. It's getting hard to manage, and I don't even know what we're invested in all these accounts. So how much do you think we can consolidate, and how will all that even work?
Okay, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Let's just go through that again. 6 401k accounts.
Yep.
3 IRAs.
Correct.
2 Roth IRAs.
Yep.
2 pensions.
Uh-huh.
A 403b.
Uh-huh.
And then an individual account, some stocks here and there.
And then some whatnot. So who even knows what else?
And some whatnot. Okay, and change. We'll call it and change.
Okay.
Yes. Confused, I don't blame you for writing in anonymously. I'm already confused. Yes, you can consolidate all these accounts. In fact, you probably should be consolidating all these accounts. I don't know how much you're paying in fees for all of these things. A lot of people think that having multiple accounts at multiple fund managers or multiple financial advisors is diversification. I hear this a lot. Got to put money at different places for diversification. And where I've seen that fail spectacularly was 2008. because if you aren't working with one money manager, you might have the same strategy in all 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
You're
12, 13, 14 accounts. And if you don't actually have diversification, then all 14 of those accounts are just going to drop in a bad market, maybe, for whatever it's invested in. So save yourself some money, save yourself some headache, and consolidate. It's the best thing you could do for yourself. And it probably would make your, if you aren't working with a financial advisor, please find one. Because with having that many accounts, you can't be very well diversified. And you actually said yourself, you don't know what's in those accounts, and it's getting hard to manage yourself. Let someone else manage it for you, a professional. Let them take a look at it, because you've got some different strategies as far as when to take money out of the IRAs and the 401ks that you've got to start thinking about. You've got your Roths, but you could be doing some tax minimization strategies now with those qualified accounts. But someone needs to see the big picture, and you need to find a trusted professional to work with.
It definitely sounds like one of those cases of being over-diversified. We talk about being diversified quite a bit, but there's a point where you can have too much, and this seems like that case for sure. But thank you for the question. Hopefully that answered it a little bit. Feel free to send in yours anonymous, or if you want to identify yourself, that's fine as well. You can send them in to estesfinancial.net, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, on YouTube now, and of course, the old-fashioned way, pick up the phone, call Estes Financial Services at 817-444-8402. A lot of good information on this show today, and if you want to learn more about Estes Financial, again, the website, but also go back to some of our past episodes, which you can find on the website or on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasting, you can find this in past episodes all right there. A lot of good conversations, just like we had today, and I want to wish everybody a happy new year, and looking forward to 2020, Bree. It's going to be a lot of fun, and look forward to working with you.
It's going to be a great year. And those of you that are listening, go out and lead an abundant life in this new year.